I noticed this the other day. Nationals Minister for Mental Health, Regional Youth and Women, Bronnie Taylor, has gone back to her roots, joining the front line of the vaccine rollout to protect the community from COVID-19. After vaccinating 50 locals at a health clinic in Cooma this week, alongside one of her former colleagues, Mrs. Taylor declared, "Sister Taylor's back. I'm a registered nurse and nursing will always be my profession." And I'm pleased to say she joins me on the line. Minister, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. Look at you go. You're out there rolling up your sleeve, so to speak, as well.
Back on the tools, I am, and really enjoying it. You know, it's terrific. I think once a nurse, always a nurse. And I think, you know, with everyone sort of calling back retired or people that have left the profession to come back, I needed to do my bit, and it's been terrific. I've been vaccinating down on the South Coast. I've also been doing vaccination hubs in Cooma, near where I live, and also helping out at the GP surgery. So it's been terrific.
Well, it would have been a nice surprise for the locals too, walk in. Oh, hello. Hello, Minister. While I've got you, let me just take you up on this point.
Yeah, surprise or shock. I did have one gentleman who said, "Are you really, you know, you're the Minister for Mental Health?" And I said, "Look, I am." And he said, "Can I video this so I can show my children that the Minister vaccinated me?" I said, "Yeah, no worries." So we had a bit of fun with that as well. But look, it's all about getting as many people vaccinated as we can and helping out where I can. And that's what I've really enjoyed doing. You know, it's been terrific. And the Premier even let me out of Cabinet last Monday because we were so busy in the vaccination clinic. I rang into my boss, John Barilaro, and said, "Hey, JB, I think I need to keep jabbing." And he said, "You just keep doing what you're doing." And on we go.
That's fantastic. You spoke there about mental health, and that's a real issue, isn't it, throughout this pandemic, and has been and will be into the future. You've spoken to people in some of these areas, and no doubt plenty of people across the state. What are they telling you? How are they holding up? And is their mental health changing now that we've got something to look forward to because of these rising vaccination rates in New South Wales?
Look, it's been, you know, everyone will tell you it's been really tough and tougher for some than others. And I think it's that uncertainty and that vulnerability. And we have seen record calls to organisations like Lifeline. But I think there's a silver lining in that. And why I say that is I think it's terrific that people feel they can reach out for help. And that's actually really important. And that's really changed over the last few years. I think definitely people respond to a plan and to a framework. And I know for young people, it's been a particularly challenging time, and I am concerned about young people and their mental health. And that's why, you know, a plan to get back to school, a plan to be able to see your mates, a plan to go down and meet at the pub and have a beer once you're legal and over 18, of course, is really, really important because people need that human connection. So as much as we can do online, and we've done some amazing support centres, not the government, but all the organisations out there doing really terrific work supported by the New South Wales government. But we really need to get people back together. And the only way we can do that is to get those vaccination rates up. And I think that that will really improve things for everybody.
Well, speaking of vaccination rates, you're down near Cooma. You said you've been to Bega and Queanbeyan. What are the vaccination rates like down in that part of New South Wales?
Yeah, well, look, the South Coast, Yirrabadalla and Bega is really high and going extremely well, almost up to around 89% of first dose. We really need to push it in Queanbeyan and places like Goulburn as well, and that's where we're really concentrating our efforts now to make sure that we have that available and that, you know, people can come in any time and please, you know, please book into your vaccination. But we have seen some disparities across southern New South Wales, so all we can do is work on that with the data. Cooma, we've had a good pickup. We've got GPs doing the most phenomenal job down there. We're really lucky in Cooma, great GPs. And then we ran some walk-in vax clinics, which I worked at last weekend, and they were really successful. Had a line right outside the rugby field and people coming in, and they were really patient, and we really appreciate that because sometimes those waits can be long. But, you know, like my colleague up in northern New South Wales, Adam Marshall, he's been really doing that. Gomesh in Coffs Harbour, he's been, you know, helping run those vaccination clinics and get people there. And look, it's just what we have to do. It has to be our complete and our sole focus at the moment.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, well done. Great to see you on the tools, as you say.
Yeah, well, giving... that's right. Listen, you don't need your vax, do you? You're all fully vaccinated. You don't need me to come in and jab you on
in? I'm fully done. No, I'm fully done. I've had both AstraZeneca shots, and the lovely nurse down at where did I go? Jenali Medical Centre. She was fantastic. I spoke to the GP and she told me what to look out for as far as, you know, side effects and the like. I said, no, no, I'm aware of it. You go on. You just go for your life. And she said, righto, how are you with needles, Mark? And I said, don't worry, in you go. And then she says, oh, it's all done. I said, oh, how good's that? And so I didn't even feel a thing. So I'm done, fully vaxxed.
It's so fun. I did offer to do my ministerial colleagues and didn't get a huge take-up, but, you know, anyone in Parliament that wants a jab from Sister Taylor, I am at their disposal.
I'm just intrigued as to what maybe some of the opposition members would say if you said, oh, look, I'll come around to the... Anyway, we'll leave that for another day.
Yeah, well, that might be another story, hey?
Exactly. Well done, Minister. Good to talk to you.
I'd like to do, I tell you. Okay.
See you later. Could you imagine it? Sit down. Nurse Taylor here. On go the gloves. Roll up that sleeve. What hand do you write with? Right hand. Righto. We'll roll up that right sleeve so you can't write any rubbish in the newspaper. Thank you very much, Bronnie Taylor, the Minister for Mental Health, Regional Youth and Women. And by the way, we mentioned there about services that you can ring if you are doing it tough and you need someone to talk to. Give Lifeline a call. 13 11 14. 13 11 14.